Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Monday morning. A police chase in South Wichita ended with a car crashing into a garage early Sunday. A police officer tried to stop a vehicle near Pawnee and Broadway. The driver wouldn't stop. The car drove into a nearby neighborhood where it hit one parked car before crashing into a residence in the 2200 block of South Market. No one in the vehicle or in the house was hurt. The driver was taken into custody with several traffic-related charges.
A Wichita street connecting the downtown to West Wichita is closing temporarily today. Steve Dengenhart with the Public Works and Engineering Department tells KSN News McLean Boulevard west of Seneca will be shut down, allowing city crews to replace 65-year-old water valves for the city's water treatment plant.
We're going to place these valves in a large underground concrete structure. So due to the size of that work, McLean's going to need to close for approximately 1 month to get this work done.
Be detoured using Meridian, Douglas, and Seneca. The $900,000 project is funded by water rate service charges.
Authorities say officers responded to a brawl involving up to 300 teenagers at the Worlds of Fun amusement park in Kansas City.
The Kansas City Police Department says several law enforcement agencies were called to the park Saturday night when an off-duty Clay County Sheriff's deputy reported several large fights involving mostly teenagers. On Sunday, Kansas City Police said no injuries were reported and no one was arrested. Police say the Clay County Sheriff's Office issued some citations to people at the scene. Worlds of Fun officials said in a written statement that local and park authorities broke up the altercation and removed those involved from the park. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
One of the white men convicted in the dragging death of a black man is scheduled to be executed this week.
The community of Jasper, northeast of Houston, will visit part of its dark past. The ringleader responsible for the brutal 1998 killing of James Byrd Jr. is scheduled to be executed. John William King is the last of two men who were sentenced to death following Byrd's killing. Two other men, Sean Barry and Lawrence Russell Brewer, were convicted in the case. Barry is serving a life sentence. Brewer was executed in 2011. Investigators say the men beat Byrd after offering him a ride. They then chained the 49-year-old to the back of a truck and dragged his body for nearly 3 miles. Marcus White, Fox News.
An Oklahoma mother has been charged with child neglect, accused of starving her children and feeding them dog feces. The Tulsa World reports 34-year-old Mary Elizabeth Moore was charged in Delaware County Court in Oklahoma this month. The children, aged 5 and 3, are severely malnourished and have been placed on a special diet with nasal feeding tubes. They are in state custody. An affidavit says the older child told the Department of Human Services workers that she ate dog feces.
Drivers in Colorado are being warned about a threat from above.
As the work week ramps up and drivers once again begin their commutes, Colorado officials are warning of historic avalanche danger.
We have had epic amount of snowfall in the mountainous regions of Colorado.
Tamara Rowlandson of the State Department of Transportation not mincing words, and as the snow melts, hikers are also being warned to watch where they step. Colorado officials say avalanche mitigation work will need to be performed in several areas for the first time in decades. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A frontal boundary is just to the north of us. It's going to be sliding through south central Kansas today, but we do expect to stay dry. The high this afternoon, 75, with winds turning to the north. A few showers possible overnight, our low near 50. And as the system tracks by early tomorrow morning, Tuesday, scattered showers and 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 62 degrees. We have a south wind at 5 miles per hour. 7:34, Steve and Ted. Nice day Sunday in Wichita, South Central Kansas. A little breezy, but pretty nice for an Easter Sunday. Right now, it is time for Mondays with the Mayor. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell with us this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I trust you and your family had a great Easter.
We did. We traveled up to Emporia and had dinner with our family up there and saw our newest granddaughter.
Well, how about
that? Very nice.
What's your granddaughter's name?
Erlyn Jane. Maryland, like Maryland without the M.
How about that? Well, that sounds like a great
deal. Well, everybody's healthy and it's all good. Little concerned, my family's a little concerned about you two, our two prominent Catholics in this town. You had everybody thinking a week ago that Easter wasn't going to be until next week. Had some long debate about the Orthodox Church that celebrates it a week after the traditional Catholic Church, and was a little worried I was going to have to come down there and send a priest.
Well, we appreciate your concern there. Of course, I'm certain you misunderstood the entire bit, but that's okay.
Much like I misunderstood you lobbying for someone to run for mayor against me.
Oh, Mary Beth, yeah, Mary Beth Jarvis. She's going to run, no doubt about it.
You're killing me. You're killing me.
Listen.
Killing me, Smalls.
Today is Earth Day. How about that? You're going to celebrate by cleaning the...
one of my eight favorite planets.
Earth.
Yeah, I'm pretty partial to the Earth, so we'll figure out how to celebrate it. Maybe without putting you in the Earth, we'll figure out a better way to celebrate it.
You know, the past few years, there have been some... times when the city actually, as I recall, Ted, actually sponsored a cleanup day. And I'm not sure it was Earth Day, but it seemed maybe it was prior to the River Festival or something. But I don't think we've done that for a couple of years, have we, Mayor?
So we have a number of different events that not particularly today, but they refer to, you know, Earth Day and cleanups and some of the things that they do around the city. But yeah, it's not an event that we as a city sponsor right now.
Well, you know, but our River Festival is coming up. I'm just over a month away now, and time is closing in. We want to, of course, put our best foot forward for all the visitors who come in. There's going to be like 300,000 people going to this thing, and it's in the last part of last part of May. So it's a little over a month away. But
we have some time, and it certainly is a large festival. We're looking forward to it again this year. Continues to improve, and as we continue to improve that river corridor, I think it's going to help Riverfest.
City Council going to have I was looking over the agenda for tomorrow's meeting, and it looks like there's a lot of stuff going on, but I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find anything real major. But what are you going to focus on? Anything exciting?
So no, tomorrow is just consent agenda and several workshops. I don't even have the list of different workshops in front of me. And it's, you know, the first opportunity to sometimes look at some of the things that we're focusing on, you know, much like when we brought the aquatics plan to the council and had some discussion about that, which is getting ready to come forward again. Looks like we're going to build six pools instead of three and six splash pads, and so much of the focus will just be on a first look at some of the things staff's been doing.
You know, one of the things that's happening on the west side is that McLean is being closed from Seneca to Meridian today, and they're going to be replacing some great big water pipe thing. It goes to the fact that we have in our infrastructure, we have some old pipes. We've been trying to replace them, how are we doing on that?
So we're doing quite well. So we no longer have any lead pipes in the city at all. We've replaced all of the lead, and these valves are part of the distribution center that we will continue to use even with the new water treatment facility. It will all go through the current distribution center, and so these 65-year-old valves have probably reached their lifespan and then some, and so significant upgrades to that. We've made significant upgrades to all of the horizontal infrastructure that we have in the ground. We've put in some massive new sewer mains, and now we're getting ready to look at the next steps in a new water treatment facility that we're still working towards. So that's potentially a $500 million investment in the future of our city. And so we're continuing to do those things that ensure that we have both clean potable water for future generations and infrastructure that we don't have to worry about breaking up on it.
How is this being paid for?
What's that?
How is this being paid for?
So all of the sewer and water infrastructure is paid for through the sewer and water rate.
Okay. So
it's an enterprise fund. The money that we collect on your sewer and water rate also pays for what it takes for us to process, you know, all of those elements and build the infrastructure to be able to carry them out and process them. So everything is paid for with sewer and water rates.
So if I think
the discussion we had earlier this year about staff wanting to raise rates as much as 8%, and we said, no, let's look at this thing that we call generational equity and not raise them so much so that we don't put it on the backs of just one generation. So we'll carry that loan longer, which sure will pay a little more interest, but instead of one generation paying for all of this, we'll have multiple generations making these investments. People that actually get the benefit from it.
So if I really object to that, I could probably maybe quit bathing, quit using indoor plumbing.
I would say quit drinking water, quit using indoor. Well, you don't always use indoor plumbing anyway.
It depends.
Yeah. Well,
seasonal.
That's what I'm saying. You use depends.
Yeah. Well. Ah. Okay. Oh, sorry I brought this up.
Hey, you were in Emporia. I hope the Longwell family didn't have anything to do with that donut fire at the Hostess plant.
Oh, my. So we would have been out there protecting it.
No, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's Gridiron Week. I hope I see you at Gridiron this week, Mr. Mayor?
So they're already advertising. Usually they kind of keep it a secret, but this year they're advertising. Mayor will be there for like the fifth year in a row.
Wow.
I think I'm the only mayor that's participated in Gridiron that many consecutive years. I think they're ready to give me my honorary card. Champion card.
That'd be good. I'm going to be there Friday night with my entourage, so if you're there, I'll be glad to acknowledge you in front of my friends.
I will be there every night, and what you don't want to do is us acknowledging you.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Well, thank you again for being with us, and we'll talk to you again next week, Mr. Mayor. How's that?
All right. Sounds great.
Mondays with the Mayor with Mayor Jeff Longwell here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:42 now. Keep it here. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. He's going to talk about a group that is ready to get moving on Wichita Riverbank development. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.